Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel, the evening brings a warm breeze, perfect for a night stroll in Tel Aviv or Jerusalem. In Haifa, the skies are clear, offering a beautiful view of the city lights. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Times of Israel, a new U.S. pinpoint missile raises concerns over civilian risks following deadly strikes in Iran, with reports of civilian casualties near the blast sites from earlier today. Also, Ynet reports that former IDF generals warned that settler violence is becoming a threat to Israel itself, describing it as ethnic cleansing, earlier this hour. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post notes that the Israeli Navy is on high alert to deter Turkish maritime aggression, as Ankara shows interest in areas around Greece and Cyprus. Separately, following an attack on American bases, former President Trump has threatened Iran with a strong response, according to an interview on Fox News earlier today. And finally, JNS reports that Prime Minister Netanyahu believes defeating Iran could lead to the end of Hamas and Hezbollah, highlighting the ongoing challenges with Tehran's nuclear aspirations from earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Open source intelligence analyst OSINT613 commented earlier today that Iran's foreign ministry criticized U.S. sanctions, stating they threaten international law and normalize lawlessness. Israeli activist Hen Mazig noted earlier that Hakeem Jeffries, a prominent U.S. Democrat, condemned anti-Semitism expressed by Hassan Piker in a CNN appearance. Gideon Saar, an Israeli politician, announced today that the Netherlands will be expelled from the International Support Center for Gaza due to anti-Israel measures, marking a significant diplomatic move. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the U.S. missile strikes in Iran. The Times of Israel reports that civilian casualties have been confirmed near the blast sites in Lamed, with Iranian officials stating the toll has reached 21, including children. The U.S. Central Command has not yet commented on these developments. The incident raises questions about the precision and impact of military technology in densely populated areas. Turning to the situation involving former IDF generals, Ynet highlights concerns over increasing settler violence against Palestinians, which some former security chiefs argue is destabilizing Israel itself. This highlights a growing internal debate on the balance between security measures and human rights. Meanwhile, in maritime affairs, the Jerusalem Post explains that the Israeli Navy is closely monitoring Turkish movements near strategic areas like Greece and Cyprus. This heightened alert comes amid tensions over regional maritime boundaries and resources. Such actions could escalate into broader regional confrontations if unchecked. In American political news, Trump's latest remarks on Iran follow recent missile launches from Iranian territory targeting American bases. His comments on Fox News suggest a potential escalation in military responses, which could have far-reaching implications for regional stability. Finally, Prime Minister Netanyahu's remarks on Iran and its influence on groups like Hamas and Hezbollah underline the broader geopolitical conflict. JNS reports that while Tehran's nuclear program faces setbacks, its regional ambitions remain a significant concern for Israel and its allies. This ongoing tension underscores the complexity of Middle Eastern diplomacy and security. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel Hayom Business reports that the Minister of Communications approved the transfer of control over Hot Mobile, marking a significant shift in the telecom sector. Separately, CTEC reveals that Entitled's intellectual property is headed to the U.S., leaving a substantial tax bill in Israel. The move involves selling patents and goodwill to Beyond Trust. And finally, Ynet Business discusses how Lower Saxony in Germany plans to invest in producing Iron Dome components, bypassing Qatar's involvement. This development highlights international interest in Israeli defense technology. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 11 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.